go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
Welcome back.
That was special. Thank you for that.
I'm honestly just trying to, we're doing this in a new time.
Yes. Is it okay for you? Are you adjusting all right?
No, it's fine. I'm very happy to do something that makes sense for you, time-wise, schedule-wise, energy-wise. So that's why we're doing this. And because it's I'm capable. Now, did I wake up 5 minutes ago? Yeah. Do I know left from right at the moment? Not really, but...
Okay.
It's fine. We got this.
All right. Welcome. Welcome to the world, Buttercup. We are so glad to see you today.
I've also just been having like shit sleep recently. It's not even like normal that I woke up to sleep in the day. Like I told you, I usually...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You were usually up by now, so I didn't think this would be so crazy for you.
I don't know if it's the coming back from Atlanta time difference thing. Usually that shit doesn't bother me, but for whatever reason lately I have just been in and out of sleep all day long. Hopefully it's nothing serious.
Well, you're also still recovering from COVID, so you do still have to kind of take it easy for a little bit, like a couple of weeks after you get rid of the virus. You're still kind of like sleepy-ish and stuff, so I wouldn't be surprised if your body is also like, okay girl, just, you know, give me a minute to chill out for and recuperate.
That's a good perspective for my mind, which usually goes into red alert as soon as I have, like, I don't know, a sore thumb. I do anything. It's just right. Like, oh, we're dying. Okay, here
it is. No, you just had a virus. So, you know, your body's like, we're better, but don't push it.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to the program. I go by the name Nia Long.
And I am Alyssa Thomas. And this is The Read. Thanks for coming back.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Do you have a wellness check for the children?
Yes, I actually feel like I'm having all these breakthroughs lately since the Virgo new moon, full moon.
Nola's birth. I think Nola, that baby is going to be like an iconic moment for the podcast now. I'm going to keep referencing it, y'all.
Yeah, truly like a newborn icon, but... Yeah,
that made me say, like I'm get me things. Out.
During Virgo.
That's my song. I want to be out. And she still sat there that whole time for that whole concert and said, bitch, I'm not going nowhere. This baby finna wait. I ain't tell her to come up and pop up now during this concert.
Enjoy the vibes from the inside because I won't be missing this. So, but yeah, I'm doing fine. What about you?
I'm actually okay. Like I said, I'm dealing with this like weird sleepiness thing, but I'm like excited about things to come.
Okay. Amen for that.
And a copious amount of hard work. We'll see how long that fucking lasts.
Well,
but for now, it's good.
Best foot forward. You know, we're going to do our best every time.
Okay. Let's do some Black excellence, folks at home. We're going to start with an iconic woman named Chiomenati. I hope I said that name right. It's been announced that she will be the next editor of British Vogue. She'll make history as the first Black woman to head the magazine. Oh, I guess this means editor-in-chief here. She currently serves as editor of U.S. Vogue's website and will transition into the head of editorial content role at British Vogue on the 9th of October. Yeah. She grew up in London, so that makes sense, and has worked for magazines like Trace, The Fader, Love Fader, and London's Evening Standard, which that's I'm not familiar with that one. Maybe some of our British followers will be like, oh yeah, that's tea. Or, oh,
that
I don't
is
know
a
that is
very, very, very well-known newspaper.
Really?
Yes. It's like, I think it's like one of their, let me go. Yeah, like tabloid. Like a tabloid.
Oh, like a tabloid. Okay.
Yeah. So like celebrity hip-hop stuff and
Meghan Markle. Why
oh, probably, her? Probably. Honestly, yeah, okay. Probably so.
She succeeds Edward Enfield, the current editor-in-chief of British Vogue, who will be peacing out on in March.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so congratulations to her. I also want to shout out to an 8-year-old by the name of Tariq, who also is called the Corn Kid. He went viral back in last year for That's his right. genuine love of corn. He truly enjoys it. And now he's such an icon that he will be the face of Green Giant's first national campaign in 6 years. Yes! I love it when a plan comes together. So he's going to be, they have a new product called Dino Veggie Tots, which I guess is going to be like a vegan like nugget, maybe? I'm not sure.
Sounds kind of horrible.
But he's the spokesperson for this product, and that means that he and his corn love and adorable nature are bringing home a bag. So shout out to him.
Oh, this is so cute. And they actually look better than I thought they would. I thought it
yeah,
was
they look like nuggets. Like,
yeah, they do. So maybe they're like potato with broccoli and carrot or something all blended together.
Vegan technology has advanced a lot.
Yeah, they've come up. They have found a way to make their burgers bleed. So.
Okay, I didn't need that.
Like, it's not real blood, obviously, but that whole, the whole.
Effect, yeah, they're trying yeah. to, immersion.
They're doing
immersion.
A lot. They're doing a lot yeah. over there with science and, you know, good for them.
Congratulations, Tariq. Last but not least, I want to shout out the Beehive, as well as Parkwood, and a fan yeah. named John Hetherington, who has been a fan of Beyoncé since he was 9. Unfortunately, he had some issues getting to her concert due to some issue, I guess, they gave him about his wheelchair.
What?
You can at hear the show? Story?
At Parkwood? I mean, at Parkwood.
No, like the airport.
Oh, okay. Now that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, he was supposed to board Alaska Airlines, and they told him that the plane couldn't accommodate his wheelchair, which is 4 inches too tall.
What?
So, basically, he wasn't able to get to the show that he was waiting.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't even imagine how pissed. I can't even imagine how pissed.
I feel like fans are more pissed. He seems just like really sad and disappointed. And he felt like a victim of ableism, obviously.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And sadly, that's probably not the first time something like that has even happened to him.
Probably not.
So, you know. Damn. Wow. Ooh, that's so shitty.
Luckily, though, like I said, the Beehive caught wind of it, did the taggity tag things, I guess. You know, I also think that Beyonce's team is pretty, like, what's the word I'm trying to use for it? They're pretty, like, in the mix. Like, mm-hmm. Parkwood, I feel like, is pretty aware of stuff like this.
Or, yeah.
I don't know. I had a good, even when I saw the video on how sad it was, I had a good feeling about it. That something, somehow, someone would make it right or, like, do something for him.
Well, Miss Tina's on Instagram every day. So
there's that as well.
I feel like a good 90% of it is because the kids be tagging Miss Tina and she watch every video.
That is true.
So a lot of it is that, but Beyonce's team, like her publicist is very responsive. I've sent her stuff before, like, ooh girl, what is this? And so, and she has been, you know, responsive to that. And so I wouldn't be surprised if it's like, yeah, like they really are on top of it. And if a bunch of people are pissed off and tagging Parkwood and everything on Instagram and all over social, I'm not surprised that Beyonce found out and did something to make it right. So good.
They were able to get transportation for him, a new ticket for the concert. And not only did he get to see the show, he also got to meet Beyonce and Miss Tina.
Word.
He posted photo, like a slideshow of himself at the show. He got floor seats. He looked very happy. He posted a photo with him and Miss Tina. And it was like, when I first in the gym and I saw the picture at first, I was like, oh, like, I knew this was going to happen. Like, I'm so happy. And then when I saw him with Miss Tina and I read the caption that he got to meet Beyonce, and like, he's like, I'm not sharing what we talked about. I'm not posting a picture.
Right.
Like, that is a moment between me and my queen.
Yes.
I teared up. Like, I almost full on cried in the gym because I was just so like,
oh, I love that.
It just made me feel so good that he still got to not only experience such a great show, but he also got to like meet this person that he's been a fan of since he was 9, reportedly. Like, it was so sweet. I really did get emotional.
You and your beautiful heart. I'm so glad.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a shitty situation, though. Like, the fact that he was even in that position to begin with is just, that is just utter garbage. Because imagine how many disabled people run into that same type of shit all the time and it just don't go viral and you just have to fucking deal. Like,
people are probably trying to go see their family or maybe get back to school on time or just like any other regular reason that you're traveling that we don't hear about. You're right.
Yeah, so, but I'm glad it worked out for him. I'm glad he got to have his moment, and I really understand meeting Beyonce, taking a picture with her, having a conversation with her, and then refusing to share the details of any of that with the internet. That is, you really think you me. I get
the same girlies who were tagging Miss Tina, everything else, like, thank you so much, sweetie, but you have to understand that I'm never going to tell you what that lady said to me ever in my life. God bless y'all.
And we're not entitled to that. We're not.
Not at all. None of us. I'm so happy you got to meet this queen and she got to put whatever in you. She got to instill whatever kind of energy into you.
Yes.
That shit literally made my day.
And
my
I'm glad day. You got to see Renaissance because it is one hell of a show.
On the floor. Fuck is you talking about?
So good. So this is
Alaska Airlines can eat it.
Yeah. Fuck them.
All right. Let's get in to some fun. Well, I promise that this will be fun. Let's get into some pop culture.
All right.
In a section that I'm calling my big fat Greek bottom.
Love that. You know, they put out a third version of that movie.
You know, I've never seen the first one.
What?
I've never seen your big
my. My oh my!
I thought this one, this new one, was the second one.
No, this new one is the third one, and it is terrible. But the
you seen it?
Yes, and I was the only person in the movie theater, which should have been my first hint that something was wrong. It was really bad, but that first one is iconic. It is so good. So yeah, you should.
All right, so I didn't really dash through these topics this week. I'm familiar with a bunch of them. We'll see what we get.
Okay.
Because do I care?
Not really. Do I ever? Not really. Well, you do, but you don't.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. What do I want to start with here? Usher is headlining the 2024 Super Bowl.
Brum, 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 brum.
Presented by Apple Music. It will take place on the 22nd of February in Vegas. So I guess that makes sense. And this is the first time Super Bowl will ever take place in Vegas, which also makes sense. God bless those people. Jesus.
Oh, I gotta go.
As if Vegas isn't already.
Hell, it's already hell.
The Super Bowl is gonna take place in Vegas.
Oh man, that's gonna be a great time of year to be in Vegas though. February, the amount of, it'll be oppressive.
If the planet still spins, the amount of people in, like, you know, their late teens and 20s would be like, yeah, my mom and dad met at the Super Bowl in Vegas back in 2024. Like, it's gonna be a mess.
Yeah, it is. But I think I might go. I've never been to the Super Bowl before, but I might go.
I've never been to Vegas.
I forgot. I'm trying to divest. I'm divesting from the NFL, but I want to see Usher again. Let's be honest. I've seen him already, and I want to see him again. I know he is gonna pull all his tricks out the bag for the Super Bowl. Like, I feel like he's perfect for this. The career is just so long. It just that man has been working for such a long time. He has so many hits, and he's so charismatic, and he can actually dance. Like, he is a full-on performer, a complete entertainer. Like, he gets up there to make you smile and happy and to, like, give you a fucking show. So I cannot wait to see it.
I wonder if he's gonna, like, roller skate around Allegiant Stadium and just make out with people's wives. Probably not.
He could, though. And how many people would really be mad at it, you know? Other than the husbands, but...
I saw the new album coming out that same day. His ninth?
Ninth? There are eight Usher albums?
That's very smart, though. Because everybody, you know, after you do the Super Bowl, everybody goes and streams your music. So for them to have a new album right there, like, that's pretty smart. Wouldn't be shocked if a tour came as well. And he's wrapping up this Vegas thing. His Vegas residency.
This is like his last few months, right?
I think so. And then he's going to Paris. This fall? Yeah, he's doing a few shows. He's doing something special in Paris this fall. And so I wouldn't be surprised if after that he's just working on the Super Bowl. Whatever he's going to do for the Super Bowl. So I'm excited. I am, and
people
I love the rollout.
Should have free tickets to all the shows.
I mean, all of it. All of the videos they did. The one with Deion Sanders was so funny. And Marshawn Lynch. Did you see those promo videos that they put out?
No, but announcing Marshawn Lynch is hilarious.
Marshawn Lynch is hilarious. It was so funny. They even did one with that Kardashian that wasn't terrible, but the rest of them were better. And yeah, I'm genuinely excited for this. And I love Vegas, so.
Really?
I think I'm going to go. Yeah, I always have a good time. I do.
Were you just there for the queen?
Yeah, I was. Mm-hmm.
She was like, yeah, one more time.
What do you mean?
I still have never been, and I always get mixed reactions with Vegas, where people are just like, oh yeah, Vegas is so much fun, I always enjoy it, and then other people who are like, Vegas is literally a hell mouth.
It is.
And if you go, I would spend no more than 3 hours there.
It's both of those. I will say the first time I went, I was much younger and much broker, and I did not have as much fun as I
have
now.
That affects it. Yeah, that's going to be.
It does. Because the first time I was like, we were like planning our itinerary around where we could drink for the cheapest or for no money at all. And so, you know, you don't have to plan your day around sitting in the casino for as long as possible. You can do other stuff. Vegas has a lot going on. So, but I always have a good time there. And I think I would invite you to the Super Bowl, but you'll probably already be there working anyway. What are you doing? Sideline announcing, or they gonna have you in the booth?
Well, my deposit hasn't cleared yet.
Oh, okay. 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 So
still
we'll
a little early. So I'm giving them a moment.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yeah. I don't really want to talk, you know, get people's hopes up on what they can expect from their favorite sports analysts as far as I go. So, when the money comes through, then we'll get to that point.
Yeah. But, okay. Yeah. No, business is business. I get it.
Truly. Have you seen Lil Kim's Ebony magazine cover? It is supposed to be Lil Kim. That's the idea.
Let me tell you, man. I saw that and prayed that it was just something a fan did. I wanted it to be fake so bad.
Yeah.
And then I think I saw somebody who works for Ebony say that they allowed Lil Kim like final editorial control over the image or something like that. And
Keith Major, the photographer, said, and I quote,
okay, there we go.
Man, she wanted to be in control of the retouch, and so this is what we got.
There we go. Not me dressing it up.
Like, yeah.
They said she wanted to run that shit through Facetune 8 times, and legally we couldn't stop her. So, oh man, it's the whole story of Lil Kim it gets real sad around certain parts. And the way she feels about her looks is one of those things. Like, to me, Lil Kim was one of the most beautiful women I had ever seen in my life in the 90s. And so the fact that she went through all the shit she went through, she's had all these surgeries and skin bleaching or whatever else. And still, it's like, like none of that is enough. Like the pictures of you or whatever, that's still not enough. Like you got to be literally photoshopped outside of even looking fully human anymore to be happy with the image. And that is sad to me, because damn.
Kimberly refutes the photographer's claim.
Oh, okay. Shut me up.
She said via Instagram, "Who is this? Because that's not the photo I approved or any other content they've put out. I always told Ebony it looked like a painting, but they didn't want to listen. They said they loved it. It's the sabotage for me. The funny shit about this is that this is their retoucher." That's all I'm... Oh, let's see. So he claims she wanted all that retouching. That's what happened. She claims they loved it and they wanted it to look like a painting. So, you know, where's Mr. Owl? I don't know who to ask for the truth.
I want to see if she said this isn't the image she approved. I want to see the image she did approve. Like, that's what I would like to see. But right. What actually made that cover?
It's like even worse. Oh. It's like even worse.
Kim is like, please, they left way too many details.
Mm-hmm. But she said it looked like a painting to her, and they said they loved it. It so, does look like a painting.
But paintings don't necessarily look good.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. It's just because it's a painting doesn't mean it's pretty. But I still want to know, like, I could not believe that this was what made the cover for this hip hop anniversary. Like, I just could not believe that this was it. So
I'm just glad that, you know, she's involved in something hip hop anniversary related and placed to the forefront. It sucks that there's drama over, I guess, what she looks like or doesn't look like as far as this cover goes. But, yeah, for me, someone who also has been around since Lil' Kim debuted and seen all these different versions of her, at this point, the whole, like, oh, Lil' Kim looks so different and got all these surgeries and whatever thing, I'm past it. Like, I know Lil' Kim looked different. I know that it's not necessarily for the better. At this point, I'm just like, I want for her to be able to at least still exist in the position of an icon or a legend that she deserves.
Okay.
I know that it's hard. I think, well, some people try to make it hard to give her that because she looks different and also the Nicki Minaj, you know, of it. But like I said.
Yeah, there's that.
Because like I said, yeah, I was just happy to see her involved in or given some sort of recognition for the hip hop holiday or whatnot. Because her debut album, no skips. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Her sophomore album, no skips. So, yeah.
No, she is who she is. So,
yeah, there you go.
and so we're just going to take the good where we can with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you want to talk about Renaissance in Houston, the Houston show of Renaissance?
Houston. We can talk about how y'all got Megan and how deeply unfair, yet fair, yet unfair that was.
I mean, let's be honest.
I mean, it's Houston, so duh. And when she canceled that festival she was supposed to be doing, that's when I know for sure, like, it ain't in no other way that she is anywhere
global
else.
Citizen, which is
right,
like, kind of small.
Right. it's not just somebody's little local festival, like,
yeah.
So, but yeah, I would have done the same thing. I would have canceled just about anything. I'm struggling to think of something I wouldn't have skipped. Maybe my own, never mind, I was about to say my own graduation, but fuck that graduation, I still got the degree. So,
period. I mean,
to get on stage with Beyonce? Yeah, no, I'm sorry. We could have a graduation at home. We could do that at home.
It's been done. Once we have a graduation, it's right in their goddamn backyard. Graduation is nothing but a mixer.
So, yeah, I was, she looked incredible. I was so happy to see her up there and just to hear the things Beyonce was saying to her and how affirming.
Don't she make you proud, Houston? She makes me proud.
Yeah, yeah.
After that fucking hating ass immigrant came into the city and took away her, she was the queen of performance and pop music was like, yes. That bitch.
Yes.
And forever you see how be that bitch.
A lot of the fake niggas all of a sudden are like, oh, okay, right. That Meg, okay. Not whatever Meg you was talking about. This Meg. Oh, Meg, that must have been so nice for you. Oh, Meg. No. We ain't forgot all the shit y'all was saying. All these Tory Lanez supporters, all this, maybe Megan is this, and you know, she a Sagittarius, maybe lying or whatever the fuck else. Like,
he was just trying to make it clear. He was just trying to make sure John knew it.
Gone somewhere with that. Gone somewhere with that. Right.
But anyway,
the problem. But yes, my girl got up there looking incredible, dancing and performing alongside the actual fucking queen. When she lost her shit on stage, it was like, I'm your side. She had that moment. I said, Megan, you
very
too
reminiscent
real
of Adele.
Yes.
Like when the girlies, I love when the big pop, like heavyweight girlies witness Beyonce and they're just like, and they lose their shit just like the rest of us would.
That's
because
right.
Duh.
Right. Because duh.
Yes. Absolutely. Stop trying to play.
You know see her upper. Right. So I loved that for Meg. I love the TikTok she did where she talked about her experience. That was so cute. And
oh, yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, I mean, I hated it for me, but I loved that for Houston. And yeah, I'm glad y'all had fun. There's one more show tonight in New Orleans and then the one in Kansas City. And that is it. Mama is really almost done wrapping it up.
I can't play it.
Blue got to go to school. Okay. She said that's enough renaissance.
Hey, y'all, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding a work-life balance can be tough, okay? If anybody knows, I know. But Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. If you don't know, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You can use Squarespace to create a website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to your time, all in one place. With the new guided design Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website that's optimized for every device and make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, and in certain countries, you can give customers the chance to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. Y'all know I love Squarespace. I used it to put our website together. This is 3.com. I've also used it on my personal website, crystal.com. And that is because, first of all, it's very easy to use if you ever need to update it. It's simple to log in, make whatever updates you can make or whatever you need to do without knowing any code or anything like that. And it helps me to just stay organized, do everything I need to do. Because you got to have a web presence, okay? It's 2024. You got to have a web presence. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/3 to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Let them know Kifuri and Crystal sent you. All right, let's get back to the show.
Welcome to Nada Yada Island.
This season on Nada Yada Island.
When we were new, they spoiled me. They even gave me a phone. But then, it's like I didn't exist.
Don't take yada yada from your wireless carrier. Now with Metro, get that new customer feeling again and again. Introducing Metro Flex. Free 5G phones when you join, same deals as new customers when you stay. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Just bring your number and ID and sign up for an eligible plan. After 12 months, trade in and get our best deals on select devices.
Thames. Has dressed rumors that she's pregnant with Future's baby. I don't understand. Like, this one, I didn't dive deep into, but I did see a headline for it, and I was so confused.
Yeah, I saw the rumor going around and was like, why would y'all even think that?
Are they? Okay. So a video has been circulating that shows Thames with a presumed baby bump. Now, y'all do this every single time a famous girl goes to Taco Bell.
Yeah. Like,
so I don't really know.
Yeah.
So far, no pregnancy has been confirmed. And if she is pregnant, future being the baby daddy seems to be something that just came out of absolutely nowhere.
Again, why? Right. Why him of all the people?
Do they have a song together? Like,
yes. They were both on Wait For You last year. So.
Right. Okay.
But still, why would she be pregnant with him? Never mind. It's not going to make sense. And I know that.
She posted a picture of herself with a caption, "In conclusion, you people are all mad." And like, you know, overseas mad. Like, not angry mad.
No, mad like out of your mind. Yeah.
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 Okay. You know, I stand Thames of singing Thick Queen. And if she's not pregnant with Future's baby, that's a win.
Yeah, so. That's an excellent. I still want to know why niggas decided it had to be Future. Like, why?
I don't know.
This is just one of those things where y'all could mind your business. Like, didn't they do this to Issa once? And she was like, can a bitch just have
once?
Like a boat. Oh, damn. I didn't know it happened more than once. But she said something like, can I just have some spaghetti? Like,
yeah.
Why are y'all tripping? Yeah, like, maybe just leave people alone and don't worry about the uteri.
You give people a chance to be like, I am pregnant. Or, yeah, like, be like, way into their third trimester where they are obviously pregnant.
Right.
You know what I mean? Before, yeah, just like, oh, clearly you have a baby. Like, no, I had like a decent lunch. Thank you for pointing out what my body looks like.
Yeah, no, it's weird behavior. And then to tie Future into it for no reason, it's like, y'all niggas will literally just say anything. And so,
like,
here
I woke up to a jump scare.
Like, oh God.
Okay, I'll do like two more. Speaking of parenting, Krishan Rock has been criticized. I guess she was in Walmart or something with her newborn baby who's like, I don't know, 2 weeks old. And the baby was in a carrier with his head sort of like dangling back, not really being supported. And I guess another Walmart shopper was recording her during this whole thing. And then it found its way to social media, obviously. And so she's sort of been criticized for, you know, not holding the baby. I don't know, sort of shit. I saw like a half second of a response where Krishan basically said, instead of that lady recording her, she could have just helped out because she was there with her dog.
Yeah.
Two carts full of stuff. Her baby daddy is not answering the phone or not helping her.
Lord.
So she's, and I was like, that's fair.
It is.
Like, it is. That's completely fair. Obviously, people, you're probably recording this lady because you know who she is, as well as this baby, which if you know that, then you probably also know that she's 23 and this is her first child.
Woo, she is only 23. Damn.
So, yeah, mistakes are going to be made. Mm-hmm. I don't think she was in there dribbling the baby as if to, you know, playing horse.
All right.
You know? You know, I'm not going to just be like, oh, it's okay. Because I do also kind of feel like supporting a baby's neck is kind of like...
No, it's pretty important. Yeah, it is.
Not that it's important. I think it's also just kind of like 101 babying, you know?
Yes.
But at the same time...
It is.
It does feel a little, like, yucky to be like, man, this brand new young mom in Walmart overwhelmed and couldn't even hold this baby neck. It's like, yeah, you probably could have went over there and been like, you need any help, or like, you gotta hold the baby neck up, love, or something.
Yeah, it's like, or you could have just ignored her. I mean, as shitty as that also is, you could have just ignored her and went on about your business, but instead you decided to like be unhelpful and rude. It's like, so to then pull out your camera and be like, hey, I know you're young and your baby daddy situation is volatile, and that's putting it lightly.
I mean,
that's putting it after that nigga posted that. Did you hear about him posting the picture?
Did I hear about it? Oh, I'm just glad that's all I did.
Okay, no, thank God I did not see it. Please don't tag me. I do not want to see it. But the fact that this nigga put a photo of his son's genitals on the internet, like...
And again, as a means to try and attack Krishan's motherhood.
Right. Like, she caused the hernia. Like,
he needs to be in a padded room. He does. And I say that he as does. A crazy person.
No, I mean, I'm struggling to think of something that is still empathic to say. But and that happens a lot when I think about this Krishan and Blueface story, honestly. Like,
how couldn't it?
The both of them really frustrate me. But like, when you know everything, this girl's been very open about having a rough childhood. We have seen the way that Blueface abuses her over the past few years, I want to say. Like, she's very open about all the ways he's tried to manipulate her, get her to change the name on her checks, and like all this other shit that's going on. And so I just feel like if you see somebody struggling with a baby and a bunch of groceries and shit, you either help or you don't. You don't make it worse by then recording this woman who isn't doing something wrong. Like, she's not trying to sell the baby for drugs or something. Like, she's literally trying to get her shit together. The bitch is at Walmart like everybody else. Like, goddamn.
Is that just the image of her trying to do that in the Walmart?
Just over there by the fucking Dayquil and shit. Like, oh,
she just standing by the sliding entrance, like, with anyone like
just checking.
It's not funny.
It's not.
No, you're right.
It's not. But yeah, like, y'all could have just not done this. And so I find that disgusting. And I pray she's able to safely get away from that man and become the mother that her child deserves. Because
I'm not holding my breath.
Krishan Jr., I know we talk a lot about kids who are born with the odds stacked against them, but
I mean, sweetie, this young man has been here all of like maybe 14 days.
Maybe.
And has already been bungee jumping in Walmart and had his fucking daddy put his balls and shit on the internet. Like, yeah, I would say the odds are stacked.
It's rough. It's rough already for Krishan Jr. So yeah, I pray that Krishan gets whatever help she needs in order to take care of her child in the way that child deserves, because god damn Blueface, I feel like that's enough to have Blueface's custody terminated
fully.
I feel like any judge would be like, oh yeah, no, what, see this baby, you'll never
also be placed right alongside him asking his other son, is he gay?
Right.
The vet, they ain't got no damn food in their pantry. The vet of the baby is 5, sleeping in a 3-year-old's Lightning McQueen baby.
And his hoes twerking all over his Oreos and there are juicy boxes and shit. Like, it's too much. Whereas I feel like Krishan needs a lot of support. I feel like she actually wants to be a good mother. And Blueface, I feel, needs a lot of support and is also not interested in being a good parent. Like, I'm not getting good parent vibes. I'm not getting an effort to do the best for my children from that nigga with regards to any of his kids, especially the one whose genitals you just posted on the internet for the whole fucking world to see. As the video I saw of her, she was so devastated. And I cannot even imagine, like, nigga, feel however you want to feel about me. Why would you do this to our baby? Why would you do this to a baby? Oh, God. Oh, it's too much.
Last but not least,
send that nigga to jail.
Nicki Minaj's husband has been placed back on house arrest for violating terms of his probation. This is apparently a result of him reportedly threatening Cardi B's husband via social media, when he recorded himself standing outside of like a Rite Aid or some shit in the middle of the night in New York. According to documents, Mr. Petty was sentenced to 120 days of house arrest by a federal judge in Los Angeles. Mind you, again, this It's where they live, but they were in New York.
Mm-hmm.
After he was recorded on video, quote, making threatening remarks towards a specific individual while in the company of someone with a criminal record, which you also shouldn't be able to do.
Yeah, no. And I like, feel like you know that.
Even if he walked out of a Rite Aid with like some Cheetos and a Hawaiian punch and recorded himself with this nigga, he'd still be
right
in trouble.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like a common knowledge thing, I think, for criminals.
Yep.
Kenneth's probation officer says they believe placement in the location monitoring program will effectively allow for close monitoring of Mr. Petty's activities, limit his movements, provide his section, as if he has anywhere to go or anything. Provide a sanction for his noncompliance and, quote, encourage him to reflect upon and reevaluate his current status in the community. Read him, probation officer. So this was like a whole thing where he allegedly threatened Offset, like hopped off a jet laughing about it. And there was all this other drama about, like, you know, Cardi's alleged involvement, because she was talking about, oh, keep my husband's name out your mouth. And then Nikki was like, oh, we're doing Queen Radio, and was doing like all of this cryptic weird posting as if she was gonna like go off on them. And she even implied that the cops were called on her by another artist.
Yes, she did.
And like had her house surrounded by folks with guns while the baby was inside, some shit. Did she talk about that on Queen Radio? I haven't seen any clips or anything, so I'm assuming the fuck not. You're a Queen Radio fan.
Well, I am, and I tried to get through it. I did, but she... have you seen none of the clips?
I saw a clip of her awkwardly dancing to dancehall music.
Yeah.
And I saw a clip of her in a studio with like 30 niggas.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's all.
So there were a lot of moments that I saw where I felt like I could not identify the drug she was on. Like, I don't know what that is. At this point, it's beyond what I've witnessed and can ascribe as being cokehead behavior. I don't know what this is with you. Like,
it could be, I don't really know the effects of these different.
Yeah, I don't know what these pills do. I don't know what it is, but it was.
She's admitted to pit popping pills before.
Yeah, yeah.
Is, you know, very. She denies using coke very profusely.
Okay. Well, I mean, and that could be true. I don't know. But I could not identify that behavior. I really was confused as to what Nikki was doing. But I remember saying just last week that I feel like as a felon, you're really not supposed to be on Instagram making threats against other people. Like, so there was, if me, a stranger who is completely unrelated to this situation, can see how your husband's actions are going to lead to him violating parole and going back to jail or being on house arrest, I'm not sure how Nikki and Kenneth got to the conclusion that this is somehow Cardi's fault or Offset's fault.
That's that the part that's the police pulled up.
Like, girl, do you know we all saw this? And anybody at all could have reported this? Like, that. For all we know, the judge saw it. It's like, what do you mean? Nobody had to tell when your nigga, he is famous because you are famous.
Yeah, I was assuming that the action of making the threat was a response to this alleged cop calling thing. Because she claimed that they were swatted, as in just at home minding their business, not doing nothing, and then somebody called the police on them to say, hey, you know, there's something crazy going on there. That type of swatting. So it, to me, the question, and from some others, the question was, what the fuck exactly happened that made you go out there and make that threat to Offset in the first place?
Yes.
Because it seems like Nikki was trying to imply that because Cardi's new song flopped, she called the cops on Nikki. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Right. See, that is Stan behavior.
None of this makes any sense. It's all really weird. But I do think that it does truly, when sense is involved, boil down to exactly what you just said.
Okay.
Even if Cardi was like, I'm bored, my song sucks, I'm going to bother Nicki Minaj, you still know that you're a criminal who is on probation. You know what I mean? Like, you still can't do this.
Right.
It's going to get you in trouble. So it's really that simple.
And both of y'all are in your 40s. This is not new information for anybody involved. You have a long criminal history.
He dresses like he's in his 14s.
If you Google Kenneth Petty, what shows up on Google is his name, and then right underneath it says convicted sex offender, Nicki Minaj's husband. Like,
literally his title.
This is you.
In that order.
You've had way too much of a criminal history to not know how to act on probation. Like,
for so long.
If that means you have to sit down at home for the rest of the year and miss out on Nicki's album release party. I mean, unless she has it at the house, she might. Or, I don't know, maybe you have other children who have birthdays coming up. Maybe Papa Bear's birthday is in the fall. I don't know. Like,
I'm going to say this is only good.
The fact that... No, I don't think so. I truly don't think so.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't ever hear anything about his other kids. But maybe he does. He probably does.
Yeah, he reportedly has 5 other children from past relationships.
Work out. Okay, so, yep.
I'm not sure which baby mama Nikki is, but not number one. Okay. So, but anyway, the fact that a judge has to tell your big stupid ass to sit at home for the rest of the year and cool out because you decided to go on Instagram after the VMAs and do a bunch of talking that ultimately meant nothing. It's like, at what point do niggas decide to learn?
I want to say a lot of this is like ego driven in the sense of you probably feel like in exchange for you having a lifestyle upgrade, an incredibly successful, beautiful wife.
Talented wife, yep.
Talented wife. Your position is to be able to be like extreme security, to be like an intimidating husband. We don't know what the fuck Kenneth does besides be married to that lady. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like he probably, as like, you know, a man in a situation where basically everyone knows you as your girl's husband.
Yeah.
And who is a street nigga, is probably like, I feel like I gotta do this type of shit because I'm feeling emasculated in all of these other ways in my life. And she probably looks to me to be this tough nigga that she can brag about being married to, because you can't brag about anything else
about him,
his work ethic. Mm-mm. You can't brag about his company success. Nope. You can't brag about like his style or like, you can't, there's nothing,
not even his character. There's nothing to brag about.
All you could possibly say is, if you try me, my husband can kill you or have you killed. Maybe. And even in that, it's like, move in silence. Okay. What are you talking about?
Right.
Get an owl.
So you're going to go back to jail? Is that what you're telling me? Like, I'm worth going back to jail?
His criminal friend should have flipped around in the video and said, I'm not an owl. Oh, you haven't seen Harry Potter's movies.
What do you mean?
There's a scene in, I want to say, Prisoner of Azkaban where Hermione... When Ron and Harry aren't speaking to each other. That might be Goblet of Fire, actually. I can't remember which one. But Harry and Ron aren't speaking because Ron is all jealous. And he keeps sending Hermione back and forth to like go, tell him I said this. Well, then you tell Ron. And they're like feet away from each other. And Hermione flips around at Haley and goes, I'm not an owl. Like, tell him yourself.
Jamaican Hermione.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, Kenneth needs to get an owl. Get an owl. Threaten that nigga with avian messages.
Oh, Lord. Amen. Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's it. For hot tops, let's move on to the other stuff.
Hey, y'all, there's a famous Abraham Lincoln quote that says, "Good things come to those who wait." But that's only part of it. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Is that true? Who knows? But if you're a business owner and you want the best people on your team, the same concept applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/the read. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. There's a lot of really great people out there looking for employment, so let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/the read to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/the read. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. So go hire somebody.
So listen, guys, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. I've been running my mouth about it for a while now. Black representation in media is incredibly important, and I feel like it's in kind of a precarious situation at the moment. So amplifying and enjoying as many of these stories as possible is pretty important. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. You can get things from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations. There's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives have always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center on Black voices. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Welcome back. It's time for your letters.
Yes, it is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may read them aloud on the show. Our letter this week comes from Tay, who says, "What's up, y'all? Love the show, but here's my situation. I'm a 32-year-old masked lesbian with a very small group of friends, and I recently went to New York City to visit one. The first day I'm there, we got high as hell, and she took me to see her bestie that lives in the next building over."
Oh, boy.
I was excited because the bestie is somebody's fine-ass mama.
My bad.
We had no intentions of hooking up, but it did happen in our friend's house.
Okay.
Upon my return to Georgia, the bestie and I were still feeling each other on some other shit, so we continued talking. Our mutual friend advised both of us to not fuck with each other because we aren't, quote, mentally stable enough to do so. But she didn't clarify exactly what that meant. Anyway. The bestie visited recently, and we did not tell our mutual friend about it. She found out anyway and posted subs on social media the entire time bestie was here. She also blocked my number, but told bestie that she has words for me. Did I cross the boundary outside of the sex in her crib thing, or is it something else? Come on, y'all. Thanks, Tay.
I feel like you should have a spinoff show where you just review lesbian stories, gay girls. Because there is like a particular subgenre of drama and dramatic storytelling that exists only with queer femme.
Yeah.
Queer woman.
Yeah. Yeah,
community.
The dykes. Yes, it is. This is so special.
It really is.
I wanted to pick this out because y'all be thinking lesbian relationships are just so perfect and everything is so great and the sex is wonderful and nobody has any problems. And y'all need some doses of reality like this. This is far more common. So
yeah, like, it's always been my experience with all of my les friends that, like, they love hard and fast.
Oh, yeah.
But the mess.
Yes.
Is just intergalactic.
Mm-hmm.
It's Some of the drama that I witnessed between some of my gay homegirls in like my 20s and stuff, mind you, they weren't also in their 20s, but like, it was just like, oh, this is an interesting fight. Like, this is the twists and turns and roller coaster like nature.
That's
of
right.
This particular fight.
That's right.
I should be on television.
Yeah.
As far as Tay.
Yeah.
As far as Tay's concerned, yeah, I do think the like whole having sex at your friend's house thing. It's a bit much. It was a bit much.
Oh Lord. Why did y'all do that?
Fast.
You met at the bestie's house. Why you couldn't fuck over there?
I don't know.
Why would y'all go back?
It's the next building over. You could have just left.
I introduce my friends to each other and they fuck in my home. I'm going to want to stab both of y'all in the throat.
It's just some things you don't do.
like leave your pussy juice in my house. That's what you don't do. You don't come over here and squirt with another bitch in my home.
I don't mind my, like, it would just, you would have to run it by me. You know what I mean? It would be like, and I'm trying to figure out what would be the situation where I'd be like, oh yeah, I get it, I understand. You know, like maybe if, okay, I got it.
Okay.
My friend is visiting town and is staying with me.
Okay.
No.
You immediately talked yourself out of it.
Because I'm like, okay, and then one of my other friends comes over and they're feeling each other.
Go home with that nigga.
Yeah, right. I was like,
why would you fuck here?
I don't mind, like, in theory, if there was a situation in some timeline where my friend was like, I really am feeling this person. This is the place. This is the only opportunity. I feel like I would probably be like, okay, I get it. But yeah, truthfully, I don't see why this would need to happen at my place.
Right.
Especially once again, if my friend is my neighbor, just leave.
Just leave. Like maybe if I had a big ass house and I had like several guest rooms.
Yeah.
So you're like in a guest room, in a guest bed, where it's like what you do in the bed is your business. That would be one thing. But if it's you just crashing with me in New York. So what you like on my couch? We share in a bed?
Team?
Right. You in
where
my office.
My
right. You fucking where I record my show? That's not gonna what are you talking about?
I don't know.
No, where I sit and watch where I sit and watch basketball, you're not gonna do that.
Guest bathroom.
Like go somewhere.
Guest bathroom is further away from my intimates.
Right.
And it's a bathroom. Like so,
and
you know,
so I
nudity
just,
and hygiene, it's all of that. I
love that Tay said, did I cross a boundary outside of the sex in her crib thing?
I like that as well,
as if that meant nothing.
Yeah, because that's really it for me. Like the rest of it, I wouldn't have an issue with,
right?
But I'm also trying to feel like if that did bother me, would I then be like subbing them and just like hate
now that's
on
a good point.
Their relationship altogether because they fucked up my house one time? Like, I don't think that I would feel that way, especially if I'm friends with both of them already. You know, it's one thing if it was like your friend and some random that they met or someone that you just met or whatever. Like, you're two good friends.
A stranger. Right.
And yeah, I don't know that I would hold on to that frustration so much that I'm subbing y'all when y'all are hooking up and stuff like that outside of me. But I would definitely, after my annoyance subsides, it's going to be a thing that I tease you about for a while.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to hear my jokes about how you were fast up in my house with my other friend for a little while. So don't take it personal. I'm going to make fun of you. And it's probably
going
to be a part of my healing process.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, spray a little Lysol when you get up, like, because I just never know what you're doing in my home. I mean, maybe.
You're going to wake up.
I feel like Wait a minute.
What's I'm gonna put puppy pads.
Not puppy pads. Because you don't know how to stop leaking in my home. So let me help you out.
Woo, you gonna hate me. But it's
you're
just
dripping all over my house.
Since we're having fun in my house. Let's have some fun. Yeah.
I also I think that's a very good point. And the fact that your friend blocked your number, but not the other girl's number, leads me to think that maybe your friend has a crush on this bestie girl.
That passed my mind a little bit.
Somebody's fine ass mama. And so maybe that's a conversation y'all need to have. But also, I have been the mutual friend who has had to say to two lesbians, y'all should not fuck. It's an extremely bad idea. Hell, I've had to say this to two gay niggas. Yeah. I've had to tell people, it is such a bad idea for y'all to get together. I pray you don't do this. And then they do it anyway. And so I...
Surprise, it was a bad idea.
Yeah, surprise. But I would say the only part of it that is suspect is the fact that she blocked you. Like, I think maybe she's got some feelings there that she didn't necessarily share with you about this bestie person. And so maybe, you know, maybe that would be something y'all could talk about. And if I were you, I would. She said, you know, oh, she told this other girl that she has words for me. If you have words for me, then why did you block me?
That's that.
That also don't make sense. Because it's like, if you got something to say, then bitch, say it. How are we supposed to even meet up so you can talk when you got me blocked? Like,
I literally thought the same thing when you read that part. So right. She said she got words for me. You know how you share words?
Right.
Through the phone, but we can't do that, can we?
Yeah. Did you cross a boundary outside of the sex in her house thing?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Because even though, like, I've been the friend to say, this is a horrible idea, don't do it, it's still up to you niggas to do it. And 10 times out of 10, y'all are going to do it anyway. Like, y'all are going to do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm just telling you it's a bad idea because morally I have to. But after that, the bad decision completely belongs to y'all. And so it's not something I would have had this reaction about. Again, so I'm confused about that part. And maybe it's something y'all could talk about. Like I said, maybe. But if you got me blocked, then I'm not going to be pressed about, you know, trying to reach out to you and see what's wrong and like how we going to fix things or whatever else, because you clearly not interested in having a dialogue with me. Like, that's what blocking says to me. The avenue for communication is closed. It does not mean come track me down on Instagram or Spill or Twitter or Threads or whatever else. It doesn't mean, you know, ask everybody else about me and be a weirdo about it and shit. Like, it means I don't have nothing else to say to you about you. I'm literally done. And so, yeah, I wouldn't be chasing after her. But if the opportunity for the conversation arises, I would take it. Because if she had a crush on this girl, she should have told you. She should have said, I'm finna take you to meet my bestie, but just so you know, I'm trying to get that.
Yeah.
And that could have prevented a lot of this.
Agreed.
But maybe next time, you know, I get it. You meet somebody, fine, but maybe just don't fuck in your friend's house.
Yeah.
Just maybe don't do that. Or at least get explicit permission first.
At least get explicit permission first. Because I'm so pro-ho, like I said, if my friend was like, look, do you mind if we just da-da-da-da, I'm going to be like, all right, there's some Lysol.
And condoms.
Put a towel down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Silicone lube stains. I have water-based if you need.
Nice. Nice.
And just, you know, make sure you do it here. But again, I feel like I've had friends over my place before and been like, oh, I like that over there. And then they just leave.
I really don't get why y'all just had to do it there. But again, if I had the space where you're expected to have your own privacy and your own bed and all that, that would be one thing. But you fucking a bitch on my countertops.
This is
where I feed my kids, bitch. What do you mean y'all fucked in my damn kitchenette? What do you mean?
Next to my Laurie's?
Okay, and they live in New York.
In front of my foreman?
The apartment is not big, okay? They live in New York. This is not some giant apartment.
Next to my air fryer?
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, I think the sex in her house left a sour taste, but she might also have behavior. Feelings.
My God.
Yeah, the reaction was a little stronger than it needed to be, so I'd get clear of you.
Oh, this is the shit I be dealing with. This is the shit I be dealing with.
I don't know.
Okay, all right. Best of luck to you, though, Tay. Please, please give us an update if anything else happens in this story. And let us know. We're going to cut the letters off right there this week. Again, if you have a question for us, send it to asktheread@gmail.com. We're going to take another break and be right back.
Hey guys, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. Opening up to a therapist might feel uncomfortable, cathartic, exhausting, or exhilarating. Personally, I find it to be all of these things depending on the time and dime. But if you keep talking or texting with a licensed therapist, you'll gain insights and uncover truths that you can find only in therapy. Personally, I'm in therapy constantly. It's one of the most important things in my life right now, to be honest with you. And it is just, it makes a difference knowing that you have someone somewhere that is judgment-free, that is unbiased, that can hear you out. And it being Mental Health Awareness Month is the time, if it's been on your mind, to give it a try. Celebrate May, Mental Health Awareness Month, and the power of talking out in therapy. Talkspace is offering every listener of The Read $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80. When you go to Talkspace.com/read to match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/read to get $80 off your first month with the code SPACE80. And to show your support for the show, that's Talkspace.com/READ, code SPACE80. Go get some help, talk some stuff out. Let's get back to the show.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Okay, folks, we're back. It's time for The Read. Take it away, because mine is done.
Okay, well, I just have a couple of quick things to talk about, and then I'll be out of the way. First of all, Kevin Hart, nobody pays you for your political or socially aware opinions ever at all. I don't know where he was. I just saw this clip. He's at some kind of convention or something. He's talking to a white man on stage holding a microphone, and he's talking about how if you look in the hood, it ain't nothing but liquor stores and check cashing places. And this is not stand up. This isn't like a comedy conversation. Mm-hmm. Just so you don't give him that benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. So he says, look around the hood. Look how raggedy it is. You know why that is? Because niggas are stupid.
Oh, okay.
Because people in the hood aren't smart enough to open up bank accounts. They're going to get a check. And do you know what those dumb, slovenly niggas are going to do? They're going to take that check to the check cashing spot. And then they're going to put a liquor store right next to it because they know niggas don't want to do nothing with their money but buy Black and Miles and buy fucking E&J. And so that's why there ain't nothing in the hood that y'all need. It's just a bunch of easy shit that's easy cash. Because we don't even want you niggas to build credit. And because you niggas can't build credit and everything is in cash, you niggas will stay poor. And that's how the poor stay poor. And once you get it, then you can get out of poverty. But not until you understand that first will you change your life by changing your mind.
Oh, God.
Okay. You are the dumb nigga that you are accusing other people of being, sir. Yeah. The hood is not full of check cashing spots because people just are too dumb to get bank accounts. What?
I don't know where you got that from.
People go to check cashing spots because they have issues around ID or citizenship or they've had too many overdrafts or something else go on with their bank account, or because their bank account is overdrafted and they actually need all of their money. So they go to the checking slash cashing spot instead of taking it to the bank, or they've had too many overdrafts or bad checks or whatever. So their account got closed and now they can't open up another one. People don't go to the check cashing spot because they're too dumb and have never heard of Bank of America. I don't know what happens to niggas when they get famous and like genuinely rich, like multi-millions of dollars rich, but for some reason it transforms you extremely regular niggas into thinking you know something about how the world works or how poor people can pull themselves out of poverty when that just isn't true. Talking about, oh, well, they put liquor stores there because they know that's how y'all are. And they put a bunch of other cash shit there because they don't want y'all to build credit. And all you got to do to break out of that is to understand that that's what they doing to you. No, bitch. You're taking the systemic out of the poverty.
Period.
Capitalism.
Like a little bit of preaching.
Capitalism demands poverty. It requires it.
Yeah.
If everybody has enough money to not work, capitalism falls apart. So it's like you saying, oh, well, all you got to do is get it and understand how the white people are really trying to understand how it's set up. And then you can break out of it. Girl, the system is designed so that everybody cannot break out of it. That is the point. These people are being exploited. They are being held down deliberately. They need every last bit of the check that they have because the check don't even cover everything that they need to pay for. So, yeah, if they are already dealing with shit with their regular bank account, like being overdrafted or whatever else, yes, they might go and do this. Yes, they might go to a check cashing place and take advantage of that service, not because they're too stupid, but because that is exactly where poverty will put you, between a rock and a hard place. And now you have to make some decisions that a rich nigga like Kevin Hart has not had to make in probably 20, 30 years.
That's the gag, though. It's like, you ain't Jaden Smith.
You niggas, it's like they forget. It's like... Or they get rich and then they start blaming everybody around them for not also getting rich, not realizing like, you're the anomaly. You made it.
Mm-hmm.
The story isn't that nobody can escape the class they were born into. It's that it's rare. It's rare to move up, especially.
Especially when you are a person like the folks you're talking about, where that escalation is intentionally set with numerous traps, detours, and all kinds of shit to prevent you from it.
Yes.
Like, it's already rare, just period. But then it's also rare when you're set up not to get that escalation. And it isn't by putting a liquor store next to a check cashing place.
And to put it on people in the hood and be like, it's just because y'all are dumb. That really pissed me off.
He's tired of a specific cousin, and I don't know what that has to do with all the other niggas in the country. Like, all you have to do is tell that nigga, no, I'm not giving you no money. Stop.
You need to pull up the Victoria Monet album and play that Stop Asking Me for Shit. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do.
I can't wait to see her show.
You need to text JJ separately from everybody else and be like, JJ, I'm not paying your T-Mobile bill no more. Like,
the end. I'm not
this whole that. You done took whatever annoyance you have with that side of the family that is constantly in your pocket, and you done made it about poor people living in the hood because they're stupid. Do you think if people were earning a living wage, even, do you think they would be in this situation? No. Nobody wants to go pay 2% of their check or whatever to the check cashing spot in fees. Like, people would rather have direct deposit. They would rather have all their money. They would rather be able to pay their fucking bills. Kevin Hart, girl, because as an entertainer, I enjoy Kevin Hart. Like, he's good as a host. He's good as an interviewer. He's good on, and like, sketch comedy, he was good at that Real Husbands of Hollywood thing. Like, he can be entertaining. But like, I'm about to be like how white people be like, just shut up and dribble. I'm about to be just just grab the mic.
You can't do that, though, with comedy, because you have to have a perspective. You have to have, like, a belief system. You have to, it has to come from somewhere within you. And
that's unfortunate. It's unfortunately very true. You're right. You're right. But, I mean, go back to the jokes about when you was a little
your
kid.
Your cousins.
And, yeah. Yeah. Don't make it about, oh, niggas in the hood. If you niggas wanted to get out of the hood, you would just stop being stupid. Like, don't
you
do
would
that.
Just go get a bank account. Because, yeah, the bank system in this country is not at all confusing, predatory.
Yeah, no. Fully open to niggas. Love niggas.
Yeah, and would love them.
And would love like, to help you build your wealth. And yeah, girl. We'll
can't wait. Can't wait.
You can't even start with the very basic fact of people do not make enough money to live. People do not make enough money to comfortably pay their rent, groceries, childcare, gas, insurance, car payments. They do not have enough money to
formula,
live, girl. Start
diapers.
Right fucking there, girl. Ugh, your analysis is missing quite a bit. And if this is what you're going to say, then I'd rather you go back to lying on your mama and talking about how you went and told the teacher that your mama said that you better not put your damn bitch at. Like, go back to that. Go back to that and telling us funny stories from your youth or, you know, just anything. Let's talk about all the women you cheated on and how many apple boxes you have to stand on to look like you eye level with Tiffany Haddish or something like that. Let's do that. Let's not do this.
Apple boxes.
And to wrap it up, I want to say this is not really a read. It's more of great message, wrong messenger.
Oh boy.
So Nick Cannon was on was on his Daily Cannon show. Did you see this?
Of course I saw his shit.
And
with some crazy glasses.
Yes, with them crazy glasses on, talking about how Kenneth Petty, who we just talked about, Nicki Minaj's husband, is bad for the brand. Literally said it's tarnishing the brand. You standing on the corner of the block outside the VMAs talking all this shit like real gangsters don't even do this. Real niggas don't even get on the phone. Street niggas is street niggas. Like, they don't be on the internet. And you got all these niggas around you talking about we outside and yeah, blah, 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 this. Like, if you gonna keep it street, you need to keep it street smart. Mm-hmm. And now you on punishment, sitting at home for the next 120 days. And I just thought, okay,
meanwhile,
love.
He got on Bootsy Collins.
I was like, I'm not actually mad at this analysis. Like, this is true as far as I'm concerned. And I do agree that Kenneth Petty is tarnishing Nicki's brand. But Nicholas would know. Nick Cannon would know. He would know about his actions reflecting poorly on people that he has been associated with romantically.
Because why
you would know.
Get the fuck out.
Okay, it's
Charlamagne
like,
is still a bot.
Did you recently learn this lesson for yourself? Were you like, oh, I'm embarrassing my ex-wife and the mother of my first children by going around and sticking my dick in any biracial girl who'll let me have her and reproducing 18,000 more times. Like, did you just realize that for yourself? That this might be embarrassing for Mariah that you keep acting like this? Like, yeah. I don't know. And maybe that's it. Maybe why I think a few months ago he said he decided to chill out on the constant nutting everywhere and he was going to, you know, relax on having all these kids. Like, maybe so. And maybe that's why he feels like he can tell somebody else. So I was like, not mad at this, but coming from you, it is it's a little hilarious. So.
Yes.
But that is it for me. What about you this week, friend?
Okay, so two quick personal stories or reasons. One of them is less of a read. I'll start with that one.
Okay.
This one is more so an inquiry. So I got a new grill. Well, I got a George Foreman grill.
Oh, I thought you meant teeth grill.
I love being black. Yeah, no, I got a George Foreman grill just because I grew up with them. As a latchkey kid, it was easy for me to get home, throw a hot dog or a burger or something on there if I got hungry and feed myself.
Absolutely.
And so I was like, oh, I got some gluten-free bread. Why not get a little grill? So I get, they're like $30 now. So The other day or two ago, I hopped on Instacart and I was just trying to get like basic stuff to make the burgers with. Mm-hmm. And you know, on Instacart, it'll be like, oh, if this item is out of stock, would you like to replace it?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Or would you like to just get a refund for it? So there were like maybe two things on the list that I was like, if it's sold out, refund me. And the rest of the stuff, I usually just say replace it with whatever you suggest. And so I noticed towards, you know, it goes like, it shows you like live updates of everything. So I noticed as the shopping was going through, that's one of the things I asked for a refund for got replaced. And with like something I didn't want. And and then the other thing that I had asked a refund for got replaced by something I didn't want. So I sent a message to the shopper and I was like, hey, do you mind if you just refund those things? Because I don't really, you know, need the replacements. It's okay. And he sent me a message back and he was like, sure, no problem. Just so you know, though, for shoppers, if he said something to the effect of, for shoppers, if we don't find an item or if we refund the item and our tip is percentage based, then it automatically sets the tip to zero.
Oh, wow.
And was like, so if you don't mind, could you just adjust the tip thing within, you know, 24 hours so I'll still get a tip? And I was like, I sent a message back and I was like, okay. And I was just like, that's crazy. Like, is that true? Because I've never heard that before. But I'm also just like, if I put that I want for my shopper to get 25% of the total, and I ask for some chips that cost $4 that they don't have, then just whatever the minus for whatever the total is after that $4, they should just get 25% of that.
That's what I would think. That's what I would think.
And this, and I've had people, you know, shop for me on Instacart before and done the same thing. I've never heard that before. So that's it. And then I never even got my order because when he pulled up, I guess he must have had trouble parking or something. So next thing I knew, I looked at the thing and it was canceled. He didn't say anything, didn't call me nothing. So anyways, I mentioned that to say, if again, this is less of a read. First of all, sir, you could have just brought the food or the stuff. I don't know what that whole confusion was when you actually pulled up to deliver. But I'm more so curious about what he said in terms of Instacart. I want to know if that is really a thing. Because if it is, why would you do that to your shoppers? It literally doesn't make any sense just because if the store doesn't have something in stock, then they get punished for it. Like, it doesn't add up. And I almost believe that the person who was doing that shopping was not telling me the truth. But I also went to the help thing afterwards and was chatting and I asked. And was like, you know, he told me X, Y, and Z happens if they don't have something. And they were just like, the person who I was in the chat with was like, oh, we're going to escalate it to something, something, which sounded to me like that person might get in trouble, which was not my intention. Mm-hmm. But they didn't tell me yes or no or whether or not that shit is true.
Also, that's shady. I hope somebody clarifies because that I've never heard that. But I don't Instacart. So
but I'm sure we have some people who do Instacart or work for Instacart as shoppers. So maybe they'll be able to tell us if that's true. And if it is, girl, that don't make no sense. Please make it make sense. If I order $120 worth of stuff and you find everything but something that costs me $6, then you should get 25% of $114.
Yes, you should.
Why should I have to? And I think they know that people are not about to just hop back into the app or whatever to deal with
and adjust the right.
People are gonna forget.
I would assume that y'all just automatically give the person 25% of my grand total, whether it goes up or down from what I initially ordered. Like, I feel like this does not have to be complicated. I'm not sure why Yeah, I don't know. That is so weird.
I feel like that man was fibbing, but who knows? We'll see. I'd love to find out.
Maybe he wanted to make sure you was going to give him some damn money.
Like, that's what it felt. And especially since he peeled off so fast.
Right?
It felt like, you know, I already went in the app and told him some shit or whatever. I feel like I'm not getting nothing off this one. So let me just bounce. So damn. I don't know what the truth is.
Yeah.
Lastly, I was in Atlanta last week recording some stuff that will be coming out soon, and I was staying at a hotel in Buckhead, and I went to go walk to CVS, the CVS down the street from Lenox, to just go get some stuff. And as I'm exiting the hotel,
I know exactly the CVS you're talking about. I'm mad that this is how many times I have stayed in Buckhead, that I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. So I'm going, leaving the hotel to walk towards that direction. As I'm walking at the front of the hotel, a car just sort of stops in the front of the hotel, like valet area. And this, you know, tall model-esque black woman comes out of the back seat. Mm-hmm. She's wearing, you know, her very best boss bitch outfit, right?
Love that.
Now, I was, you know, raised with chivalry in my skeleton. It's just this natural part of who I am. It's kind of a default thing. So I see this woman walking towards the hotel. I stop and I fully hold the door open for her. Right. This is also like, it isn't one of those things where like I'm walking out and you're a few steps away, so it would kind of even be rude not to. I literally made the effort while she's getting out of the car to be like, I'm holding the door open for this black lady. You know what I'm saying? Respect to our queens. Do you know this lady walked up to the door, did not look me in my face, did not part her mouth to say nothing, and instead, like, grabs the edge of the door as she's passing me and then just walks past and goes in. Almost to say, like, oh, I could have held the door open for myself.
Oh.
Like, I don't need you or no other nigga to be holding a door open for me. What did you expect for me to acknowledge you? What you wanted to thanks? Did you want a Chips Ahoy as well? And I just felt like, you know something?
Oh, Lord.
Tyler Perry in this compound got y'all fucked up. I think that this nigga has, like, instilled something in some of y'all black brains to make you feel like you can go down to the local TJ Maxx and get the most expensive-looking chiffon blouse and then walk past the nigga just trying to be very kind to you in the street and shit on him because you have to continue to cement to the world and the universe that you are an independent boss bitch that don't need nothing from nobody.
That's right.
Madam, when I tell you wrong tree, you... Listen... I didn't want anything from you but for you to have a nice day. But there is something really that I take issue with motherfuckers not having basic manners. Bitch, you saw me standing here holding this door open for you. I'm wearing tights and an Ice Spice t-shirt. I obviously don't work here.
No, at first I thought maybe she thought you were straight, but never mind. I thought maybe she thought you was trying to holler at her, but never mind.
No!
Damn, now I really don't get it.
I'm not like 5'8" and a half, wearing some fucking compression shorts and an Ice Spice t-shirt.
I don't want you, girl.
You thought I was trying to holler at you?
No, you didn't.
Furthermore, I'm also clearly walking out as you are walking in. So it's not even like I'm finna be...
Yeah. Following you.
The fact of the matter remains.
Okay. Yeah.
All you could have, should have done in that situation was you didn't even have to say thank you. She could have just hit me with a head nod with the, like, the very universally understood
an acknowledgement.
Nod.
Yeah. Something.
Something. You could even said thanks with a little bit of attitude. But the whole fact that it was just like, pfft. This is why y'all niggas be on Twitter every day arguing and doing these fucking battle of sexes back and forth, gender politics garbage every day. On like, I don't know which one of the niggas in your life or on your timeline pissed you off that day, sis. But there are individuals out here that just want to do the right thing. That just want to, like, show you some sort of respect. Yeah. Even a slightest method of upliftment, even just a very basic gender of kindness with no expectation of anything in return. I happen to be one of those niggas very often, even when I'm not having a good day. As I said, like, it is just ingrained in me to do certain things like that.
Yeah.
Especially for women. And if you are a Black or a melanated woman on top of that, yeah, I'm probably going to do the thing. Mm-hmm. But to be like, oh, sweetie, adore, peasant.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Aww. Girl, I'm staying in this same ass hotel. And to keep it up, being, it really is given that you came in here to assist somebody or whatever, someone who is actually staying here or lives here. So I don't know what the fuck, like, what in the exact Buckhead peach tree gave you the goddamn Black ass audacity to walk past me and be disrespectful. But I called Candace and I said, everybody on timeout. Don't let the goddamn door hit you where the good Lord certainly split you, bitch, because I will be. The next month.
No, you was pissed.
All y'all hoes on punishment. I don't give a fuck. Nobody is getting anything nice from me. Good night. And I should have asked for her goddamn name so I could reference it here. Okay. And y'all could say, homegirl wooty woo on in Buckhead.
Okay.
She's to blame for it.
I just love how we always eventually end up in that place of, and so therefore, fuck everybody. And I'm not doing anything.
Because that's what it should have been in the first place.
No, no.
I was foolish enough to be like,
no,
oh,
friend, it's just
here's
one
someone who looks like me. Let me just do something. How many motherfuckers have held a door open for you in the past? This year alone, bitch. Mm. How many niggas have held a door open for you? Wanting nothing.
Oh, I have doormen, so.
Girl.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. I had to say it. I'm sorry.
You know that I am not talking about niggas who are employed to do that.
I know. I'm sorry, I had to.
And even then, I feel like that pissed me off even. That would actually piss me off more. I feel like that would actually piss me off more if I was working there, or if it was, you know, if it was my job to do that and you ignored me. Maybe not. Yeah, it was obviously I'm annoyed, you know, but like seeing someone else, if, for instance, if I were walking out and there was someone who was holding the door, or if I was waiting out there and there was someone holding the door, especially another Black body, and you did that, ooh, that would burn me up.
Yeah.
That would burn me
up.
Yeah,
I would be pissed.
I feel like it's because you don't owe me nothing. I'm just a whatever. You know what I mean? It's rude. It's very rude.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just another regular ass civilian or whatever on the street. You don't owe me a goddamn thing. You don't owe a door person anything either, really. But to just try and, that to me would be even grosser.
No,
so I'm
like basic manners, like thank you. Even if somebody is being paid to hold the door for you. I always say thank you. I say thank you when they do everything related to their job because it is still a service that I'm appreciative for. So, yeah, I say thank you. And I tip them niggas every Christmas because I genuinely appreciate it.
Same. Golly. Oh, anyway, it just like bad manners upsets me all the time. But like, there was something, and you know what it is, and I also said this to Candace, it was the holding of the door. It was something about her holding that wide open door that she had literally no reason to touch that really got under my skin. Because it was like her saying, fuck you, bitch. Yeah. Ain't nobody asked you to hold open this goddamn door for me. Okay. I could have done it myself. Bet you got it. All y'all got it. Like, you don't have to have no hands at this point for me to open a door open for you.
All right.
And that's it.
Oh, okay. And you actually just said something that made me think of one more thing I wanted to talk about. I know you know, you probably one of the voters in the WNBA for the awards at the end of the season and everything, right? But to whichever one of your fellow voters who gave Asia Wilson a fourth place vote in the MVP voter. I truly don't understand. Fourth place. The Asia fucking Wilson. No, I'm sorry. It's egregious. Like, it was going to be a tight race anyway. Everybody has been talking about Stewie versus Wilson all season. Alyssa Thomas came through beating a bunch of ass for Connecticut and got them all the way here. So, like, it was going to be a tight race between the three of them anyway. For y'all to disrespect Asia Wilson by giving her a fourth place fucking vote.
Wow.
I said, this is exactly what the girls be talking about. When they talk about racism in the league and how it impacts players, this is exactly what the fuck they be talking about. Fourth place for a woman who has carried that team on her back since she got there.
I mean, she just scored 34 points against the Dallas Wings.
She keeps doing it. That's just in the playoffs. Like,
14 in the third quarter alone. I mean, she's
this is what I'm saying. She be beating ass. Asia is so dominant on both sides of the court. Like, it's truly a thrill to watch her play. I feel honored that I get to watch Asia Wilson play basketball. For y'all to insinuate a fourth place vote. Nah, I'm sorry. It's disrespectful. The W got to start reporting which one of you hoes voted in which way. And I know you don't have no shame. You don't have no problem showing your ballot and showing your work. But some of y'all, some of your white counterparts, something in the milk ain't clean, because that is nothing but pure hatred. A fourth really place vote for Asia Wilson. You mean to tell me there's three hoes in the NBA in the W more valuable than Asia Wilson?
Where?
You got to shut the fuck up. You have got to shut the fuck up. You don't know nothing about basketball. Shout out to Devereaux Peters. She says that all the time. Some of y'all get on here every day and you prove that you don't know nothing about basketball. And I know precious little about basketball, but I know you a goddamn lie for that. I know you a goddamn lie for putting Asia Wilson in fourth place. I know that for sure. I don't have to be the host. I don't have to be the host of Kid Fury's Sports Shorts to know that y'all out y'all goddamn minds on that one. Mm-hmm. So congrats to Stewie. That's my nigga. That's my team. You know, that's my white girl. And I'm a ride with her and all that. But y'all disrespecting Asia like this is just could not go unacknowledged, because that was so shitty and so fucked up. Like, she fully. Anyway. So. But that's it for me. Do better by Asia Wilson and the other black girls in the league, because wouldn't be no league without them. And that is going to wrap up this week's episode of the show. Check us out on social media at This Is The Read. Our merch is over at shoptheread.com. Any other announcements from you before we head out this week, friend?
I've got no new announcements, but I am a busy bee. I'm plotting and scheming.
Are you seducing and scheming? Oh, the strike is over!
Yes. Oh my gosh, yeah. I completely forgot to mention
the writer's strike is over.
Yes, the Writers Guild reached an agreement or whatever, but we're not going back to work until SAG also gets there.
Of course.
Gets their just due, so it's a look in the right direction. And honestly, I'm not worried about SAG.
they'll figure it out.
I'm sure we'll hear something in very soon. So yes, that is good to hear.
Shout out to unions. Shout out to the people.
All of the girlies are now like, you know what we should do? Fucking unionize. Like,
period. Everybody. And strike again. Everybody.
I heard voice actors are coming for it next.
Even like, video game voice actors. Designer. I saw that. Yeah, I said, oh, you bitches is shaking the table now.
Yes, and the folks on the other side of it are sweating bullets.
Yeah,
like,
well.
So everybody just wants money? Like, yeah, to live. Yeah. Can we work hard and should be able to survive.
Eggs are like $7 a dozen, girl. People want their fucking money.
But my yacht! I've only got 3 yachts. Now I have to have 2. It's not fair.
Too damn bad. So yeah, shout out to the writers. And yeah, hopefully the actors are up next and give these people what they're worth. And I'm excited. Oh, thank God. Thank God. I need my television. Please. Jesus.
We can't rely on baddies alone.
Man can't live off Tubi alone. And on that note.
Incest dragon show, because they didn't stop filming.
Oh, yeah. They said that. I don't think that's any of our business, but.
Yeah, we're British.
Right. So, but okay. All right. See you guys. So, yeah. Happy for the writers. And let this be a reminder to all of you that, you know, there are more of us than them.
T.
And we might have to unite to take them down, but we can take them down. All right. Take care of yourselves. We will see y'all next week.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.